From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the east coast of the U.S. prepares for a hurricane that's coming up the coast. And we explain why it's always the east coast that gets hit. But our lead today comes from California's stormy recall election, the date of which is, well, who knows when. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals will get written briefs today on whether it should reconsider an earlier ruling by three of its judges that postponed the October 7th date. We turn to Carla Marinucci, political writer for the San Francisco Chronicle, for an update. Carla, when can we expect a decision from this court on the date of the election? And, geez, they better hurry up, otherwise...
That's exactly right, Alex. Everyone's hoping it's going to be very, very soon. I mean, let's face it, California voters are already casting absentee ballots as we speak. County registrars all over the state are spending millions of dollars on staffing and other things. So the original three-judge panel decision had a seven-day stay, which is in effect until next Monday. It's expected that we should hear in the next day whether the entire court, the 11-judge panel, will be hearing this case.
You know, Carla, your own paper, the San Francisco Chronicle, today runs this kind of handy guide to try to figure out what's going on. And it's amazing. I mean, this is like a guide to Kabuki theater, or, I mean, it's just astounding. These kind of, well, you could follow this thread or this thread or this thread. These California counties, they're spending millions of dollars preparing for October 7th, and it's just enormous confusion.
And that doesn't even count, Alex, the situation with the candidates. We don't know if the election is delayed. Can more candidates get into the race? Because candidates have until 59 days before a scheduled election to declare. Already, Bill Simon, who dropped out of the race, is hinting he's going to get back in. Peter Ueberroth, who dropped out of the race because saying the time constraints were too constrained, now is possibly considering it also. And who knows how many other candidates are out there thinking they may throw their hat in.
You mean we might not be limited to a simple 135?
That's absolutely right. And among the declared candidates, this has created chaos on the campaign trail. I was with Governor Gray Davis yesterday. You know, he's saying, look, I have to go forward like it's October 7th. I feel that I have momentum now. But he doesn't know how long the time frame is going to be. Neither does anybody else. This has really created, it thrown all the rule books out, as it has the election has all along. And who knows what's ahead for us?
Well, indeed, who knows how the legal arguments are going to come out on this. But actually, many of these candidates are acting as though there's an election coming. What's going on just in terms of politics and campaigning today?
Well, Governor Davis has been trying to underscore sort of the national issues in this race, talking about how this is a right-wing effort to steal elections. And so he's been campaigning all week in California with Democratic presidential candidates and, of course, President Bill Clinton. Today he's with Senator John Kerry. Later in the week he's with Al Gore up and down the state. So he's moving ahead. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has been trying to woo the woman's vote on Oprah, is continuing sort of the national approach to his campaign, and that leaves him still with criticism that he's not addressing California issues with California reporters in detail. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante has some problems of his own. More questions about donations to his campaign from Indian gaming and other sources. And he's also facing more criticism from Democrats that he seems to be distancing himself again from Davis. He's got a $2 million worth of campaign ads that are hitting the air this week. His campaign didn't know whether they should hold them or not, but they decided not to.
Carla Marinucci, political writer for the San Francisco Chronicle. Interesting times. Thanks for being with us again.
Thank you, Alex.